Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's run out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Joining us right now from ESPN, ESPN insider Jordan Schultz. Talk a little NBA action with us this morning. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, guys.
Thanks so much for coming on with us. All right, we've been talking all morning long about the playoffs, what Magic Johnson did this week, where KD's going. To you, what's the biggest story right now in the NBA?
Well, the Lakers are definitely one of them. I mean, you touched on it with Magic. It's one of the more dysfunctional stories in all of sports. I think, you know, the fact that Jeannie Buss had no idea what was going on, the fact that they're not going to hire another president to replace Magic, the fact that Rob Pelinka is a first-year GM, and then you have LeBron James sitting there, and I don't want to call him a lame duck, but, you know, we saw last summer, if you have cap and you're a major franchise like the Lakers, a tenfold franchise, and a player like LeBron, it doesn't mean you're going to go out and get a guy like Paul George or, in this summer, Kawhi Leonard or whomever it is. So if I'm a Laker fan, I'm very worried, and I think the Clippers have done a really good job of, you know, actually having an identity and cohesive young basketball players that actually care about winning. So that's one of them, and then obviously the playoffs have been great. You got the lottery, so you take your pick.
Speaking of the playoffs, I've got to ask about this Raptors-Bucks series. The home team's won every game. Where do you see this going? I still feel like the Bucks are the favorites to win it, but Toronto the last two games has really looked much better than they had recently.
Yeah, admittedly, I was surprised about game four. I expected Milwaukee, after they had 20 turnovers, Giannis had 8 in game three. I thought they'd be much better last night, and they came out good, but then, you know, they really faded. And the biggest surprise for me in the series is Toronto's depth. Like, that was the biggest question mark for me. I thought Milwaukee had more depth. You know, they play 9-10 guys, but Toronto, I mean, Norman Powell's been really good. Finally, they got Ibaka playing well last night. You know, it's interesting with Milwaukee. Like, they don't ask their bigs to guard ball screens. They don't ask them to guard the 3-point line. They want Brook Lopez especially to block shots, eliminate second chance opportunities. But what we saw last again, you know, Marcus Gasol hitting threes, and it's just not how Milwaukee wants to play. They're not going to come out and guard it. But Toronto, who is not a great 3-point shooting team statistically, they shot the ball very well. I do think Milwaukee, to your point, is better. I think Giannis has struggled a little bit with Kawhi and all these double teams and almost that pack line defense that Virginia runs. That's kind of what Toronto is running the NBA. So I think Milwaukee wins game five, but I wouldn't be surprised if this goes seven.
Jordan Schultz, ESPN insider, joining Ryan Phillips, Rich Rare this morning on The Fan. You can find him on a podcast, really good, entertaining podcast, Pull Up Podcast with CJ McCollum. You can find that wherever you download your podcast. My big question for you, Jordan, is how come Drake gets to walk around wherever he wants and go on the floor, touch the coach? Is that a special pass? You're an NBA insider. Can you do that?
No, I can't even get within 20 feet of Nick Nurse. I don't know what that is. It's funny. You're like the... Feels like everybody asked me this question about Drake. You know, is it good? Is it bad? What exactly is he doing? You know, it's almost like he's like a petulant young fan on the sidelines, you know. And, you know, Giannis airballed a free throw last night. I thought Drake was going to run on the floor and tackle him because he was so excited. So it's weird. It really is. He's like I think they call him a global ambassador. So he's technically, you know, he is involved with the Raptors. And I think it's great that he's such a good fan, but it is a little strange, I must say.
Yeah, we've been kind of ranting about that all day. I'm not sure I'm a fan of that. What do you think it's going to take for the Bucks to turn this around? Because, again, Kawhi Leonard looks like he's playing through an injury, but has been really good. And it just seems like the Bucks supporting cast really isn't stepping up.
Yeah, so I would say with Eric Bledsoe, I don't think he can play in this series anymore, at least not the minutes he's playing, because he's just totally ineffective. He's not really guarding. He's not making shots. He's passive. So I would say George Hill and Brogdon should get all of those minutes. I don't think Ilyasova should be playing very much either. He has not shot the ball well. He hasn't really given them anything defensively, which is not surprising. So those two guys should play less. I think Brook Lopez probably should play more, but also from a defensive standpoint, I think Milwaukee should alter its approach a little bit and say, you know, if Marcus Gasol is going to get wide open three-pointers and make three or four like he did last night, then we have to extend our defense a little bit. You know, and then I think from an offensive standpoint, Milwaukee's whole thing is four out, one in system, right? That's what Coach Bud runs. It's very effective. Toronto has essentially, at least in the last two games, they've disrupted it by really containing the paint. I think the Bucks need to spread the floor even more, even less ball screens, which is, I don't run a lot of pick and roll, but I would say no ball screen, and allow Giannis the opportunity to make more plays. Because right now, you see that lane is so bogged up. And that's why I said with Bledsoe, so the guys that are not making shots, they just can't be on the floor.
We're talking right now with Jordan Schultz, ESPN Insider, joining Ryan Phillips, Rich Rare here on The Fan. You could check him out on Twitter, at Schultz, now make sure you get this right, _ Report. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
How did you pick _?
I think the other one might have been taken. You know, like,
we're gonna make friends with you for someone at Twitter just so we can find that other one for you as well. All right. As I'm sitting here watching the NBA Finals, getting ready for the NBA Finals, the East is tied at 2 apiece. Warriors are already sitting in the clubhouse waiting to see who they're going to play. For your money, who's going to give the Warriors, without KD in case he doesn't come back, with the injuries they have, who would actually give the Warriors the best run for their money?
Man, that's a good one. I think Milwaukee, because of their depth, selfishly, I would love to see Giannis and KD both in the same floor together. And then Kawhi being injured or not being 100%, you know, that's definitely a question mark. But I do think Milwaukee also, you know, the one thing that the Bucks that we haven't even talked about that could potentially bother the Warriors is, you know, they're first in defensive efficiency, but they're first in points allowed at the rim. And, you know, the Warriors, we talk a lot about their threes, but some of what allows that and is you know, Steph Curry's drive, you know, Klay Thompson posting up, KD posting up. If Cousins were to play, him being on the block, you know, I mentioned earlier the Bucks not guarding the three. It's a big problem against Golden State, but their ability to guard the paint could potentially give the Warriors fits. I think Golden State would probably be favored regardless, even without Kevin Durant. But I think Milwaukee's ability to push tempo, they're third or second in the NBA in threes made. They could play right back at the Warriors. So that would probably be the team to me that would give them more problems.
One last question. Break out your crystal ball. Do we see KD back for the finals? Do we see Andre Iguodala back for the finals? Could Boogie Cousins come back for the finals?
Yeah. There's been talk about Boogie maybe coming back before KD. Iguodala is so important to them. I would have to think he will play. KD's obviously the most important. I think he's the best player in the world. He's played so well. I would love to believe that he comes back. I mean, May 30th is the final, so he's got another whole week plus. I've talked to him a little bit. He is doing everything possible. But to come back from what looked like an Achilles injury, then it's a calf injury, it's unprecedented for his career to have that type of injury, and it is a scary one. So I would like to believe that he comes back, but, you know, I just don't know.
Hey, we appreciate you taking time joining us today again. Check him out, Jordan Schultz. You can find his podcast, Pull Up Podcast with CJ McCollum, and find him on Twitter, Schultz_report. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, take care. Jordan Schultz, ESPN Insider. I don't feel good now.
You don't feel good?
No. As someone who roots for the Warriors, I was once the Warriors post-game show host, but that was when they stunk. They were awful.
Yeah, look at that cup you got over there.
I got my Warriors Tervis tumbler.
He does.
I didn't brought it to that. Work. I have a Steph Curry one, but my son took it last night, so it was dirty. My wife didn't wash it in time for me to bring it to work. I was very disappointed in her.
That sounds like you. I mean, are you're not going to wash dishes, or you could have done it?
I do. She doesn't normally let me because I don't do them the way she does. So it's like when I first got married, I messed up the laundry, and I've never had to do laundry since.
Wow, that's a bold strategy.
That
for
is
me.
A bold
just screw
strategy.
It up, and I'll keep that in mind. I'll just start screwing things up around the house. Maybe I want to.
Oh yeah, no, listen. It takes less time for me to do it. instead of having you try to do it, mess it up, and then me to do it again. That's strategy all husbands and boyfriends should use early on in the relationship. It's
awesome.
Worked for me.
I'll keep that in mind.
By the way, we want to thank Jordan for coming on. Jordan Schultz, ESPN Insider. He appeared on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Save a high-yield certificate account from SDCCU. For details, visit SDCCU.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.